My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. We've been talking in messages last week about the new man and about the ministries who spend most of the time talking to the dead man. That we were crucified on the cross with Jesus Christ. If we give our lives to Jesus and we're regenerated, God killed the old man on the cross, the old nature. And that we have to come to the place to a revelation of that. And so many ministers spend so much time playing the part of the devil, accusing the people and pointing to the people, all their mistakes and everything that's wrong. And that's really not what Jesus came here for. Jesus really came to give us a life more abundant. And when we get into the more abundant life, when we get into the simplicity of Jesus Christ, where Jesus said, don't let anybody take you from the simplicity of the cross, simplicity of Jesus, man wants to make it very complicated. And he doesn't express it very well, or he doesn't understand it very well, or he's a hireling and doesn't have a revelation of it, but something is missing. Because in Ephesians 4:17 it says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind. Now when you see the futility of the mind, they're talking about the soul realm, that we no longer be walking in the soul realm, but we'll be walking in the spirit. And so a lot of preachers spend so much time speaking to the old man's soul realm and instead of speaking to the new man who's been regenerated. And that's holding the church back. That's why there's all fake signs and wonders and all emotionalism in our church. Me and Nomi go from church to church. People yell, they scream, and they holler, and they spit, and they grab heads and throw them to the floor and push people over because they really haven't taken the time to be in prayer, to receive a revelation from God that you don't need to do any of that stuff. None of that. Jesus didn't do those things. And then the messages that come out of their mouth are not really messages that give life. They're actually messages of death. They tell the people, you're not good enough. You can't hear from God. You can't be in ministry here. You'll never preach from my pulpit. It's always death, death, death. They don't really understand the spirit, the soul, and the body. And so their messages are never to the regenerated new man. Their messages are stuck in a spot. It's like 101 sanctification. It's like they've confused sanctification, the instant sanctification that takes place at the cross, the progressive sanctification, and the born-again spirit. We're not even going to talk about the body. They've got them all mixed up and they don't separate them. And Hebrews 4:12 says the word's like a double-edged sword, separating things. See, they don't realize things have to be separated. It's like when you're cooking a steak, you don't throw eggs on top of the steak usually, and you don't cook it all together. If you want steak and eggs for breakfast, you cook them separately. And so they're trying to do everything in a soup type of stew type of format instead of saying, wait a minute, this message is for your soul. This is how you used to live. This is how you're going to live. Here's the new man in Jesus Christ who's holy and righteous. And you're not judging yourself by your mistakes. You're looking at your new righteousness. You're looking at your new holiness. And certain people, all people, walk this out differently. And each person's been through their own hell. And each person's soul realm is filled with a lot of habits. And so a lot of this is just habits. It's not, the Bible says a new man can't even sin. A lot of this stuff is habits. It's just something they have learned. And they don't even realize. It's like chewing your fingernails. Do you know when you chew your fingernails? No. It's a lot the same way with the sin. You start swearing and cursing. Don't even realize you're doing it. It's a habit. So we need people to back up, pray, and meditate, because we're in an hour of great revelation, and I want to talk to you in these next weeks about some of the deeper things God has shown me about ministering to the lost, ministering to the broken, and discipling the ambassadors, discipling this holy, righteous priesthood. And I just pray some ministers listen to this and catch this in Jesus' name. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net, goodnews@gate.net. God bless you.